Former Flagstaff Mayor Sarah Pressler has held a number of leadership positions in her 34 years, and she says she's learned from all of them. Andrea Kelly recently interviewed Pressler as she was about to speak on leadership at the Tucson YWCA. Pressler says that at every step in her professional life, she's learned something that she can now teach to others.
I have been called to lead. Sometimes I hear it like it's a regular voice. And having been a psychiatric ward attorney, I don't think that makes me crazy. But I hear it.
That's Sarah Pressler's MO. All the things that make most of us think twice about voluntarily changing careers or taking risks that could lead to failure, such as running for office or starting a small business, fuel her drive. At 28 years old, Pressler became the first female mayor of Flagstaff. She left after two terms of 2 years each. She isn't full of ego, but she is very self-aware. For example, ask what skills helped her exceed in her career so far. It wasn't any skills, she says.
What we need are talents. You see, anybody can put a round peg in a round hole. But talents are transferable. They're the things and the experiences and the people and the lessons that we've learned. And they're the way that we apply them to a dynamic and ever-changing environment. So the talents that I'm able to bring to the table are a collection of the experiences that I've had.
She isn't calling them skills, but rather talents. In any case, Pressler says she developed those along the way as she was a deputy county prosecutor, a self-employed attorney, general counsel for an energy company, a professor, and CEO for a health advocacy organization.
I learned the power as general counsel of listening in a corporate environment to the needs of the business community and the needs of the private property owner and local governments as they try to navigate the renewable energy frontier in Arizona and across the country.
Pressler doesn't just talk about all she learned. She gives tips for others to use.
Not just talking the talk, but walking the walk.
She's now the CEO of the Arizona Foundation for Women, so she travels the state working to develop the next generation of leaders. One tip she gives is called the sandwich technique.
Tough conversations are just that, tough. But they need to happen. They need to happen in your private relationships, in your professional relationships, in your not-so-professional relationships. Tough conversations need to happen. So how do they happen? The sandwich technique. A delicious piece of white bread, a floppy piece of bologna, and a delicious piece of white bread.
She demonstrates the strategy, but here's the short version. Give a compliment, then a piece of constructive criticism, and then another slice of praise. It's right in line with everything else she's learned along the way, because all of it traces back to communication.
As an elected official, I learned the importance of working well with others. We resolved over 30 years of water tribal litigation in our community through the Navajo Hopi water settlement discussions and the progress and work we did with our indigenous neighbors in northern Arizona. I also had to learn that God gave me 2 ears and 1 mouth between my first and second term. Because when you've got a 28-year-old in charge, they think they have 2 mouths and 1 set of ears.
And campaigning for mayor before you're 30 can't be as easy as doing it after you've had more life experience. But it was the right time for Pressler. She said from the beginning she would run for just 2 terms, and in Flagstaff, mayors get terms of 2 years, so she served 4 years. Before and after, she learned from many other jobs.
As a public defender, I learned the importance of advocacy and giving a voice to those like children and the mentally ill that need someone to speak up for them and to speak the truth in an ethical manner.
It is not just about developing the connections, she says, but about how you get there.
There are extrinsic motivators, but they are short-term fixes. We know that when we can identify intrinsic motivators instead of extrinsic motivators, we are more effective at having long-term investments and success in the work that we're doing and the way that we're able to help others.
And once you have the right motivation aligned with the skills or talents for the job, she says the next step is in decision making.
The distinction between traditional ways of thinking, this outcome-based thinking, contrasted with how women generally make decisions and how indigenous communities like the Hopi, who are a matriarchal community, make decisions, is through values. And by using and identifying our core values, we then arrive at the appropriate outcomes.
All of Pressler's advice has a common thread on the importance of communication. That's because one of her core values is recognizing the role other people play in her life.
I also developed, through being mayor and being a lawyer in private practice, the ability to build relationships with people. You see, relationships, they matter more than anything. If somebody's gonna give you 10 bucks or owe you a favor, baby, take that favor, right? Skip the 10 bucks and take the favor. Favors, relationships, interactions, they matter.